It's a Thirsty Thursday on the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Thank you so much for being here on the show today. Could Winnipeg be losing its title as the Slurpee capital of the world? How can you be the Slurpee capital of the world if you have no 7-Elevens? We've got some very sad news coming out of Winnipeg involving 7-Eleven this morning. 7-Eleven has confirmed the information we were talking about yesterday. We'll get to those details coming up. Also, still in Winnipeg, down the road from us a little bit, looks like we might be getting a Raising Cane's Chicken House. The rumors could be true. Who is Raising Cane? Is it a real person? Where are they from? Are they as good as Chick-fil-A? We'll discuss, because we're the showboat food, fun places, and mayhem. Speaking of mayhem, Gen Z is into music in a big way. Every generation's into music, but they're into cassette tapes. But they need our help, boomers. And Gen Xers, they're buying cassette tapes en masse, but they're having difficulty learning how to use them. If you are spending any time online, especially on TikTok, you will see Gen Z are in love with cassette tapes. They are so cool. They've got these two little wheels on them, and apparently there's music that goes on here. I just don't know how to use them. They need our help. Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa. Don't forget that the Elkhorn has got some family entertainment this weekend with Carl Heinz Bubble Man, Creative Bubbling. And this is going. He's got two shows on Saturday at 2 and 5 p.m. Fun for everyone to enjoy. Carl the Bubble Man. Carl Heinz the Bubble Man. Not to mention that on Sundays at the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa, they have a special on Sundays where you can get your, basically your all-inclusive, your one-night stay. You get a $50 gift card to be used on the property for food and drink, and you get two Clarso passes. And that is at the low, low price of what, $349, I think it was? Something like that, $349, $389, $339. Again, that is on Sundays through the month of August. Call for more details. And Carl Heinz Bubble Man is the family entertainment this weekend at the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. The Elkhorn Resort, give them a follow on social media. Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. Sky Dancer Casino, where the sky's the limit. Nelly Show coming up on Saturday. We'll be streaming live from 3 till 5. And we're hoping to anyway, hoping that everything goes well. I know that Nelly will be hitting the stage at 8 o'clock on Saturday night. And we're going to give you a pair of tickets tomorrow on the show. More Than Music is our game we're playing here. And we've done this all week this week. Some stuff I didn't know about Nelly. Of course, he was on Dancing with the Stars. He was in a movie with Adam Sandler. He was on a Super Bowl halftime show. Today, the code word is business. Thursday's code word is business for the Nelly tickets. And so he had two booze companies, Moshine and Vocal. There he is at the top with the Moshine. God, talk about diversification. Like he had maybe what, 4 or 5 hits, like really, really big hits. And the rest of his money, I think, is coming from business. So he's got like a shoe line with Reebok. And he is part owner in Apple Bottoms, the Apple Bottom Jeans. You know the song. She's got the Apple Bottom Jeans and the boots with the fur. Everybody's looking at her. Yeah, so he is a part owner in Apple Bottoms. He's got a shoe line. He's got two booze companies. He's and he likes to gamble, apparently. So business is the code word for Thursday. And again, that is the last of our four. We will ask for a total recall on tomorrow's show, and we'll put the phone number up. And if you are the first caller through that can give us all 4 days of the More Than Music contest with Nelly in concert, Skydancer Casino, Saturday night, place for some great entertainment. We're also going to be on location for the Hunter Hayes Show. Country star Hunter Hayes will be performing this November, early November, like a couple days after Halloween. And that will not be an outdoor show. I think we could get snow by then. Who knows? Hopefully not, but SkydancerCasino.com, where the sky's the limit. Great hotel, great gaming, water park, and more. SkydancerCasino.com. And the best deal in breakfast. Oh, it made my day yesterday. Oh, that should have been one of my GTs. The bacon sandwich I had yesterday. Oh, I had that. the rapper. I could hear the sound of somebody in the Beach Bunker studio with the Tim Hortons rapper going, I got something for you. Oh, $3 breakfast sandwich with a hot or cold coffee at Tim Hortons. It's the best deal in breakfast you're going to find anyway. $3. $3. You don't have to go for the bacon. You could do the sausage. It's sausage, bacon, or egg and cheese breakfast sandwich when you purchase a hot or cold beverage from Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons, you've always got time for Tim's 10 locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. Best deal in breakfast and the Tim Hortons Infuser Energy Beverages, the sparkling energy beverages made with natural caffeine and natural flavors in ready-to-drink cans. Available in two refreshing flavors, Blackberry Yuzu and Mango Starfruit. You've always got time for Tim's. Good morning, Russell. Good morning, Shoal Lake. And good morning, Verdon. Day one of the Verdon Indoor Rodeo and Wild West days out there. If you are trucking it in for that breakfast this morning, especially from the north, be careful with some fog in low-lying areas, okay? In the forecast, we are expecting some showers and possible thundershowers today, and then smoke tomorrow. Bit of a bump in the road here as we head into a sunny, warm weekend. So expect poor air quality tomorrow. Environment Canada warning us that it's just not going to be a whole lot of wind on Friday, so the smoke is going to move in. And should be all done by Saturday, and we'll have temperatures in the mid to upper 20s, and then even maybe a 30 by the end of the week next week. Less than 3 weeks to go until that first day back at class. Oh, yeah. School, first day of school is coming. It is on its way, and there's our shot of North America this morning as we start out with some light rain showers and 18 degrees. Welcome back into the Beach Bunker. It's good of you to join us. I'm Tyler Glenn. And there's some serious concern in Winnipeg this morning over the potential departure of 7-Eleven. Winnipeg is the Slurpee capital of the world. Per capita, more people buy Slurpees in 7-Eleven in that town than anywhere else. And it is a sad situation at the 7-Eleven stores. What is going on at some of these stores as far as being able to make a purchase of goods after hours is pretty remarkable. This is Jeff Keel last night, and he was interviewing some folks about how hard it is to just buy stuff after supper.
11 on Salter and Flora locks its doors. Customers are served through this window.
So we've got to stand at the window for like at least, depends on how many people are standing there waiting.
Regular Samantha Bushi says it's because shoplifting is rampant.
They come out with big armful of bags of chips or whatever else they can grab, and they just walk out and they don't stop them.
As CTV News first reported Tuesday, two Winnipeg city councillors say 7-Eleven officials told them in a meeting last week 10 stores could be on the chopping block because of financial losses due to theft and crime.
One store has experienced like $300,000 worth of theft. They just come in there, they take whole shelves.
The Winnipeg Chamber of Commerce says it has had discussions with 7-Eleven about the retail theft problem, and it's not surprised by the threat of 10 possible closures.
Now, Giant Tiger was another chain of stores that has said, you know, we're going to have to close some stores. We can't do this anymore. People are coming in off the street, and even though there's security guards at the door, which is just adding to the cost of everything for you and I, even though there's security guards at the door, people are coming in. And they're just loading up on stuff and then walking out the door. They're like, screw you. I'm out of here. See ya. What you gonna do? And $300,000 worth of stuff? That's a lot of hot rods, man. Man, that's a lot of hot dogs on the roller there. And they're hot. Holy cow, that is crazy.
Businesses have been saying for a long time, we're having challenges.
The chamber says when stores like 7-Eleven are forced to close, those neighborhoods decline. It says there needs to be more enforcement and tougher consequences for chronic thieves.
We need government to step up and saying we're not going to treat this like a victimless crime. We're going to treat it like the meaningful challenge to our community's well-being that it is.
The province is rolling out new bail measures to better monitor offenders. On Wednesday, the Justice Minister announced the government will bring back ankle bracelets equipped with modern technology, and he's open to extending or expanding the retail theft initiative where police target hotspots.
All options.
But you know what? There's that money is only in Winnipeg. I hate to burst everybody's bubble, but I mean, we have similar issues in other towns in our province. And that is, and I know it's worse in Winnipeg, but we have those problems here too. And all that cash for extra police is going into Winnipeg. It'd be nice if we could see some of that cash out here, quite honestly.
They're on the table. And again, we've seen the success. We're looking forward to more data coming from the WPS.
I've got an idea. How about you sell the ankle bracelets at 7-Eleven? I think that solves all the... No? That doesn't make sense? I don't know. I'm just trying to help.
But the Bushy doesn't want to see 7-Elevens close. She says in her neighborhood, they're often...
Oh, what did Miss Bushy buy? She's got some bread. She got Slurpees for the kids. And she got some nachos. Oh, 7-Eleven nachos and cheese.
The only place to get the essentials.
Even like the basic, like toilet paper, if you need toilet paper, or if you need something from your kitchen or whatever you need it from here, then yeah, and then we don't have it, right?
Oh, you know, that's where when you run out of the toilet paper and you can't make it to the 7-Eleven, goodbye socks. There go the you start eyeing up that towel and you're like, how mad is my wife gonna be? Did we really need that towel? Oh, I am torn. What else is around here? What else? Whew. So anyway, that's on the chopping block, making big news and blowing up the internet because people are upset. Obviously, the theft is a huge problem. But also, you know, people are like, hey, where am I going to get my slushies from? And if they start closing stores, they're just going to move the theft to other stores. Hopefully, some of this extra crime money that the province is putting out is going to make its way outside the perimeter because crime is a problem not just in Winnipeg, but it's a problem in Brandon and in Portage and Dauphin and Neepawa and other areas too. Not as bad. Yes, thankfully, not as bad as Winnipeg, but it is a problem outside the city. On the lighter side of news, we might get a new chicken spot in Manitoba, of all places, Winnipeg. It's Raising Cane's. Now, on TikTok, the Raising Cane's Canada TikTok page says this. Hey, Winnipeg, look who is coming to town. Sterling Lion Parkway. Everything is kind of going to Sterling Lion Parkway. It's what they call this Little America, that area. Isn't that the IKEA area? Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. As we were mentioning with Cora's yesterday, an interesting story with Raising Cane's. It was started by a young man named Todd. He was doing a business project and said that what he would like to do, he noticed that kids, especially kids, and who parents can attest to this, they love chicken fingers. This is back in the 90s. And it seems that all kids eat is chicken fingers. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open a restaurant that is only chicken fingers. And it was 1994. And he's in college and he writes a college paper about opening a restaurant that only serves chicken fingers. Now, in 1994, of course, all the big burger joints are kicking butt and they're kicking butt and taking names. And the college professor says, no, this is not going to work. I love these. Aren't these stories the greatest? So I'd like to know what college he went to. Not only that, so he does this business plan for his chicken finger restaurant. The college gives him a failing grade. The professor, the banks say, no, we're not going to loan you the money. So Todd packs up his stuff and heads to California, and he works out on the oil rigs. That I know a few guys in our area that have done that, where they've gone out west. Go west, young man, and make a whole bunch of cash. And he did. He worked in Los Angeles, and he worked at an oil boil maker at an oil refinery and made a boatload of cash. And while a lot of kids will buy big trucks or party hard and blow it, he saved it and started a lone chicken restaurant outside a college campus. I believe it was in Louisiana or the Carolinas or something like that. And he named it after his dog. Raising Cane was his dog. There's his dog. And when they opened it, it was on August the 28th, 1996, they opened their first tiny little hole-in-the-wall restaurant that he started with the seed money he made on the oil rigs. They had to stay open until 3:30 in the morning. And you know what? It took off. Todd did his homework. You know, when he opened his restaurant, he really, really studied hard on chicken fingers. And he said, you know, I want to make the best chicken fingers on the planet at my restaurant called Ray's and Cane's. And it is now one of the top chicken places in America. Not the top, but it is near the top. And we will take a look at 15 of the best tasting chicken restaurants in America, and we'll see where they land in a second. But anyway, Ray's and Cane's Canada is saying that this is coming to Sterling Lions Parkway, Little America in Winnipeg, coming in 2025. Eat This Not That, back in May, we took a look at some of the best tasting chicken chains in the United States. And we do have some of these in our area. So that's good news. And the next time you take a trip stateside, you may want to try these out. And I was more curious to know where Ray's and Cane's lands in this list. And the number one, would you care to guess who's at number one? Would you care to guess who is number one in America for the best tasting chicken? So the most popular, like the highest traffic is Jollibee. They just dethroned Chick-fil-A, which is now at number two. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the best tasting, the best tasting. And the reason that I'm putting it out there is because I don't think you'll get it. You can't get it. Slim Chickens? No, you won't get it. I've never heard of this place before. This is number Bojangles. Has anybody heard of Bojangles? Churches. Yeah, I've heard of Churches, heard of Slim Chickens, heard of Jollibee, and of course Popeyes. I bet Popeyes is in this list. But Bojangles, I have never heard of. Apparently it is off the charts. Gail says, Tyler, have you heard anything about the driveway scam? Sounds interesting. Where someone serves me chicken in my driveway? Or pretends they're going to serve me chicken in my driveway, and then I say, where is your chicken truck? I gave you $100, and then they peel out. Is that the one? For paving? I have not, Gail. Is someone going around saying they will pave your driveway and then take your money? So, Bojangles. Sorry, not chicken related. Oh, okay. I have not heard anything about a driveway scam. And if anybody has, DM me and I'll look into it. Number two, Popeyes. We do have one of these in town. Popeyes is pretty awesome. I do have to admit, I'm a fan. I absolutely love the spicy chicken sandwich. I'm a fan. I'm a big fan. Big fan of. I was so happy when they came to town and I could quit driving to Portage, because Portage seemed to have one, which is a town about 70 miles to the east of us. And this, of course, is when the economy was good and money was flowing. This before COVID. And, you know, I was like, hey, you want a chicken sandwich? Let's go. Now it's like, oh, boy. Chick-fil-A comes in at number three, best tasting chicken in America. Chick-fil-A, I'm a fan of this as well. Their chicken just kind of melts in your mouth. It's insane. It is. If you've ever been to Chick-fil-A, you know what I'm talking about. They, too, have perfected the taste of chicken. So, and we had a lot of people, when I had mentioned that Ray's and Cane's is coming to Manitoba, say, oh, I want Chick-fil-A. I wish Chick-fil-A wasn't so far. There is good news, Chick-fil-A fans. Like I said, Alberta is going to get 20 locations in the next 18 months. 20 locations in Alberta. Tell me your economy is booming without telling me your economy is booming. 20 of them. Manitoba, zero. But we are getting a Ray's and Cane's. Someone's going to put their neck out, their little chicken neck, and bring a Ray's and Cane's into Winnipeg. Now, as far as us in Brandon, we're on the western side of the province. Apparently, Minot will be part of a Chick-fil-A expansion, potentially as early as 2025. We're watching that closely because we have a lot of people in our town that like to jump the border and spend a weekend in Minot. And boy, Chick-fil-A will be a popular place. Dave's Hot Chicken, I have not had that. It's got 140 locations in the U.S. and it is in Canada, too. And from the people I've spoken to, they say it is great if you love hot chicken. And I do. Ray's and Cane's came in at number five. So it is a top five chicken restaurant. It is right up there with Popeyes. Boy, remember when KFC was the deal? Like, back in the 80s when we had very few franchises other than, like, McDonald's in this country. It was like KFC was the bang. Oh, man. Now the competition for fried chicken is everywhere. It's furious. And there's Raising Cane's, number 5. So this is a big deal. Raising Cane's coming to Winnipeg because we don't have a Dave's, unless someone will correct me, no Chick-fil-A. We do have Popeyes. And Bojangles, no. So I can see why people are definitely excited about Raising Cane's. A&W did used to do fried chicken. They tried that out. It was not bad. Wingstop came in at number 6. In case you're curious about the rest of the top 15 chicken places in America based on taste, based on customer satisfaction. Oh, there's our friend. There's our old friend, KFC. Now, they may not be in the top 5. But you know what? If someone shows up with a bucket of KFC, I ain't going to kick him out of the party. Are you kidding me? And I take a little bit of pride knowing that Colonel Sanders spent a lot of time in Canada. He actually moved to Canada for a time. And I also love the story of KFC. When Colonel Sanders started this company, he'd done a whole bunch of different jobs until his like mid-50s, late 50s. And he was frying chicken for gas stations down in the southeastern U.S. And people were buying it. They couldn't keep up. And they're like, you should just have a restaurant. So, again, great story on this. He starts this lone Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant, and it goes bananas. He is like 60 years old. And while many of us are like, I'm so sore. It's too late for me to start anything. It's too late to get on another project. I'm 60 years old. He's starting one of the biggest food companies on the planet. And now there are over 25,000 locations in 145 countries. The only sad part of that is like, I think he passed away about 20 years after he started. And he did get 20 years in it. But, you know, I'd wished some success like that had come to him at an early age so he could enjoy it longer. But it's one of those great stories where you never give up, chase down those dreams, even though age is creeping in, give age the middle finger and say, go to hell, I'm doing it anyway. And that's what the Colonel did. And I got a soft spot for the Colonel. Jollibee's at number 8 of 15 of the best tasting chicken restaurants in America. And Jollibee, of course, we've got a couple, I think, in Winnipeg, one in St. James for sure. And while a lot of Sunseekers said it's kind of unremarkable, although they've got mango pies that are apparently off the charts. I've had them. They're okay, but people love them. I'm more into the spicy chicken at Jollibee. Probably the best spicy chicken I've had. Makes my eyes water. And for a commercial restaurant to take the risk of making chicken that hot, you go, whoa, good for you guys. Because a lot of chains, you know, they want it palatable for the masses, right? And that's a risk because some people go, it's too hot. I'm not eating there ever again. Lindy says Chicken Delight was good too. That's a Canadian brand. And I don't see them as much as I used to. I know in Brandon, we lost our Chicken Delight. Mama J says Chicken Chef is good too. Another Canadian chain. I saw Chicken Chef in Verdon. Souris, I saw one. Chicken Delight on Rosser. I think that's a different restaurant now, guys. Yeah, I think Chicken Delight is on Rosser is done. It's another one. It's a buffet restaurant, apparently. Hattie B's Hot Chicken came in at number 9. Church's Texas Chicken. Somebody had mentioned that. Oh, Quentin says, yeah, Weiwei makes some solid chicken, too. If you get it right out of the fryer, it's fantastic. I think that, and that's like any place. You know, if you're buying chicken from a place that's going to have it under the lights, if you can get it right when it's coming into the old fryer, it's delicious. And, you know, you get a new staffer or somebody that's not turning it over as much as they should, it can get a little bit, you know, that's all about. El Pollo Loco. Oh, this is good. This is imagine they've taken a Mexican restaurant and a chicken place and put them together. El Pollo Loco is fantastic. But it's not fried chicken. It's broasted chicken, kind of like that barbecue chicken, rice, beans, salsa, tacos. They've got tortillas. Oh, my God. It's so good. I was so impressed. Very good. Bonchon at number 12. Nando's at 13. A place called BBQ Chicken at 14. And finally, rounding out the top 15, best-tasting chicken in America, Gus's world-famous fried chicken. Blessed Mama says, dear God, is that one meal? The El Pollo Loco? Oh, yeah. That's a Tyler size special. Four pieces of chicken, rice, beans. Oh, and ask for some jalapenos on the side. Oh, yeah. Mary Brown's is good. Another Canadian chain. Yes, Mary. We have a Mary Brown's. It's good. The Big Mary is a spicy chicken sandwich that I rather enjoy. Mary Brown's is an East Coast chain from Nova Scotia or New Brunswick, one of the two. And, of course, we have a military base not far from our town. It's like 10 miles to the east. And a lot of people coming in from all parts of the country. And I heard Mary Brown's is coming. They're like, yeah, East Coaster food. East Coast food is here. So they were very excited about that. And it's a great place to go have some chicken. Yes, chicken is fantastic. And so is Epp Law Office. If you're buying or selling some real estate, you need some legal assistance, Epp Law Office is there to help you. Even if you have some questions, just pick up the phone or find them online, epplawoffice.ca. You can also follow their social media channels on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Send them a DM. Say, I'm thinking of buying a house or selling a house. Or we've got some will questions, some estate planning questions. Can you help us out? They'd love to hear from you. So they're super friendly, very knowledgeable, and they're easy to find. I mean, they're on the main drag in our town. 18th Street, 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC Epp Law Office. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. Make sure that oil gets changed so the oil or the engine light does not come on. Make sure you are adhering to your owner's manual. Do you know even where your owner's manual is? Do you know how often you should be changing your oil? Make sure you do it regularly. Get those fluids checked. Back to school is coming. You're going to be running around from soccer practice to violin to hockey and everything else. So make sure the fluids are good and you get your oil changed at Murray's. You are making a donation to the Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Murray Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac Certified Service Express. And our friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery. What a great summer of hamburger and hot dog bun sales at Kuiper's Family Bakery. I talked to Curtis yesterday, actually, and it has been so busy. They're looking for staff. If you know of someone who would like to work in Manitoba's most beloved bakery establishment, please get a hold of Curtis at Kuiper's. Sunseekers, I was so excited to hear that, people are responding to the messages that we are putting out there about the incredible quality. It's been a long tradition at Kuiper's, and so the business is booming. That's the good news. The bad news is they need help. They need help. Help. So if you've got some folk, maybe he's, even if you've got some students, college students, high school students, whatever, give Curtis a call at Kuiper's Family Bakery. They would love to hear from you. They'd love to add to their growing business at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. Spotify is on the downturn. And look at this. They are moving to cassette tapes. And they don't know how to use them.
Y'all are like, Y2K this, Y2K that. Look at my hair.
Amy Campbell told the Wall Street Journal she couldn't figure out how to use them. I struggle a bit. You have to keep fast forwarding, rewinding, pausing to find the right song that you want. This is confusing, says Amy. Really? Wait till the tape player eats your cassette. Then you're really going to be up shit creek. You're going to need to get a pencil out. Look at these kids. They're just like, this is... You know what? Everything's old is new again. It's a cycle. It just comes around and around and around. My daughter, she's not at the cassette tapes yet. She's still in the record album stage. She is collecting this massive assortment of records. And I'm just like shaking my head. Like, I had just come through the CD, cassette to CD, to Napster, to downloading the MP3s illegally, to the, oh, and of course we, had the, what we really should bring back, Sunseekers, is the 10 cassettes for a penny. Who was that? Oh, Columbia House. If the kids really want to know what cassettes are all about, they need the joy. Amazon should do this. They need the joy of ordering 10 cassettes for 1 cent. As long as you buy, what was it, 3 more cassettes in the year? I never signed up. My parents would never let me do it. I'm like, you know how many cassettes you get for 1 penny? Are you kidding me? Come on. You get like 10 cassettes for a penny. Wasn't it 10 or was it more? I just thought that'd be great. And of course, it was at the height of music. You could get them. Michael Jackson's Thriller, Madonna's Like a Virgin, Cyndi Lauper. Oh my God, Def Leppard, and the list goes on and on. Just 1 penny? Are you kidding me? And these poor young people can't figure out how to use them. You have to keep fast forwarding and then rewinding and pausing to find the song you want. It's so frustrating. My grandfather owned a furniture and electronics store in our little town of Erickson, along with his arcade. It was a multi-revenue business. And I said to him, Grandpa, do you sell Walkmans? This is before they were even available to the public. You couldn't get them anywhere. It was the early 80s. And he said, yes, I can. And I said, oh my gosh. And my grandpa, being just the greatest sweetheart, he said that, you know, if you save the money, I'll get one for you. Because, I mean, when they came on the market, Walkmans were about $500. And I'm not making this out. I think it's $489 for the first Walkman. It was around $500. And even by today's standards, it's ridiculous. So I remember going to my uncle and aunt's auction sale near Ditch Lake, Manitoba. It's close to Riding Mountain National Park. They had an auction sale. And I sold lemonade and hot dogs. And after I paid my bills, I think I did in $150 that day. And I think I walked away with $90. And the Walkman wholesale, my grandpa had to buy the Walkman. I think it was $100, $110 wholesale price for the. And he said, I'm proud of you. You made that $90. I'm going to get you. I'll top it up and we'll get you the Walkman. And I had the first Walkman in my town, possibly one of the first ones in southwestern Manitoba. I was so excited. All my friends were like, holy shit. It was the only time I had something before anybody else. They went $4.99, $3.99, $2.99, $1.99. It's just like all of a sudden, and everybody had them and all the cassettes were. But for a while, I was the king. I was the king. Thanks to my lemonade and hot dogs. Auto Fashion will take care of you. Get some hail damage. They've got paintless dent repair. They're SGI accredited. They'll take SGI claims too. And even though you've got Cheerios and food wrappers and maybe some dirt and grime inside your car, they'll make it like it's new again at Auto Fashion. From grime removal to making sure that the outside of your vehicle looks like it just came out of the showroom, shiny, new, and bright, even though there's hail that pummeled your car. Scary times, but they'll take care of you, and they're the nicest people you're ever going to want to meet. Auto Fashion, they're at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet, next to the car wash. And if you know where Lady of the Lake is in town or the North 40 on 18th, you'll be able to find our friends at Auto Fashion. At Sunrise Credit Union, Sunrise Credit Union giving you a chance to make some big dollars if you have got some money that is, well, sitting around. These high interest rates don't have to be a bad thing. Of course, when you're borrowing money, it can be a challenge. But if you've got some cash that you'd like to invest, you could be sitting on a gold mine at Sunrise Credit Union. Presenting the exclusive MarketLink GIC for a limited time, 6.96% maximum annual return. It's a market-linked GIC offering the best of both worlds. A guarantee on your original investment and a potential higher return on potentially higher return than regular GICs. And 7%, again, is an interest rate we have just not seen for a very long time on investments. You know, whether you're investing in a GIC, maybe a retirement education savings plan for the kids, for their college or university, if you're planning that, Or maybe it's just a good old-fashioned RRSP because you're planning for your retirement. See Sunrise Credit Union at sunrisecu.mb.ca. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here. As we mentioned earlier today, the harvest is underway in our area. It has officially begun, and Co-ops of Westman is once again looking for harvest heroes. If you go to coopsofwestman.ca, you can nominate your harvest hero to win one of five prizes valued at $500 each to be used towards the purchase of fuel from your designated co-op. Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View Co-op, Boundary Co-op, Neepawa, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op, too. You're at home here with Co-ops of Westman. And Leon's Furniture Superstore at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. The Don't Pay a Cent event is back, and it's better than ever. Don't pay a cent, not even the taxes or fees, until 2026. How will the world change in 2 years? How different will things be? And I just, every time I'm talking about Leon's, I can't believe how inflation has barely impacted the furniture business. Like, you can get a new love seat, the Athena Sofa love seat, for $499. I think that's what I'm paying for a head of lettuce right now. It's $499. Head of lettuce or new couch. It's crazy. The Serta Queen mattress is $499. Piper Accent chairs, $249. Get a pop-up sofa bed so next time company is over, you'll have a place for them to sleep. It's on for just $999. That is a $2,000 sofa, reclining sofa bed. And you can save up to 50% on mattresses, up to $600 on TVs, and more. Leon's at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Who steals a beach? Well, apparently, a billionaire Major League Baseball owner is accused of stealing sand from a wealthy California beach. This is primo sand. This is some of the best, but it's still kind of low life, if you ask me.
A billionaire businessman in Malibu is being sued for allegedly stealing sand. A lawsuit filed by a neighbor accuses Mark Atanasio of using excavators to relocate sand from Broad Beach to his house as part of a construction project. Atanasio is the owner of the Milwaukee Brewers. The lawsuit also says the construction project has restricted public beach access and exposed marine life to hazardous waste. Atanasio's lawyer argues his client's construction company has been compliant with all of its permits. A billionaire businessman in Malibu
okay,
is being sued for...
Okay, so I'm going to be a little more careful next time I'm in Southern California. I like to also steal sand. I take a Pringles container and I just scoop it up and bring a little bit of sand home. I think he's taking more than a Pringles container, though. I think when you back the dump trucks up and start, like, using, you know, the loaders to kind of load up the sand, I can see how the neighbors have a problem because, you know, you're leaving big holes there, man. Oh, man, it is that time we have to say farewell. We'll do it again tomorrow, okay? Don't forget grand prize draw day for the Nelly tickets tomorrow. Thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon, like the sun, once again. Thank you for being here, guys. Have a great day, okay? And we'll see you again tomorrow at 7. Take care. Bye-bye for now.
Big news. Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.